Welcome to Demystify Magic with Molly and Madison.
I'm Molly, a former skeptic turned full-time energy healer and teacher.
And I'm Madison, a born and raised witch running my family's crystal shop.
And we're here to explore all things woo through the lens of both science and spirituality so that you can find the moments of magic in your everyday life and create an intentional spiritual practice.
So if that's what you're into, find a cozy spot, take a deep breath, and let's demystify some magic.
Howdy doody, friends. Happy equinox.
Howdy doody. We're in the energy of spring.
I know. I'm feeling it. Feeling a little spring in my step.
Get it?
Anyways, we're excited about this episode. Y'all really like these. We've done these for the winter solstice and the fall equinox. Did we do one for the summer? I can't remember.
We have done two episodes for the last two. Okay. Summer, we did just like an all-in-one situation and then pivoted from there.
Cool. So today is more of an experiential episode. Madison's going to do a lovely reading for our community, little tarot action for the spring. And I'm going to tie it up with a little bit of a spring meditation. So get yourself in a spot where you can be cozy and maybe just enjoy the next however many minutes this episode is. But first, Madison, what's your magic moment?
Okay. This is the most grown-up magic moment I think I've ever had because this magic moment is about flooring. Strap in, everybody. We're in for a wild ride.
Strapped in.
So at our new shop, Spellcrafter, if you've been, you know the space is massive. Mm-hmm. And it used to be a ballet studio. And so there's this one room that is sectioned off that used to be like their observation room. And we were turning that into our library. And the floors across the entire building, like they used to have dance floors. So it's literally, it's like concrete underneath. Mm-hmm. And we wanted there to be a really distinct difference between the rest of the space and the library. And so we've left the concrete on everything except for this old observation room / library. Mm-hmm. And we've been looking for flooring and we really, really wanted to have black wood flooring. And so we've been shopping around whatever we found at like Home Depot, something that like would work. This was passable. You know, this was like our new baseline and it was, I think, like $350 a square foot. Okay. And side note, flooring is so expensive.
Yeah, it really is. It's shocking.
It's shocking. You hear like, oh, $350 a square foot. And anything like,
oh,
that's
that can't
like,
be bad.
Yeah, anything that's like a single digit number, I'm like, oh, that's like, you know, flooring's so cheap. And then I'm like, oh, multiply that by 500 square feet.
Yeah.
That's a venture.
Yeah.
So we're like, okay, 350 is our new, like, that's the max. We can't spend more than that because we can't justify getting something over this passable thing that we found. We're at this flooring store and we're shopping around. Of course, my mom and I were a truffle pig for the most expensive thing in a store. We're bloodhounds. It's bonkers. Like, I'm sure if you blindfolded me and put me in a Target, I could find like the MacBooks.
Wow.
Without, it's truly.
They sell MacBooks at Target?
Maybe. I don't know.
I'm a truffle pig for the clearance section. this is why we get along.
This is against like, my will.
I can find the Christmas wrapping paper in April if you give me a blindfold. I will sniff it out.
So, of course, we're walking in this flooring store and we're both beelining for this perfect blackwood flooring. Mm-hmm. We're like, this is gorgeous. We love her. We both agree. We're like, this is perfect. It's $5 a square foot.
Sure.
So we're like, okay, it's not happening. We're just going to have to live with the peace of knowing, like, we were just gonna make peace with the fact that we're gonna go back to Home Depot and buy this flooring that is just fine. You know, it's the floor. Who spends that much time looking at the floor? You know, we're talking ourselves down. We're validating our like each other's feelings of dismay about this flooring. And then we're walking and we see a clearance pile of blackwood flooring.
Yes.
And we're like, oh, this looks nice. We look at the box. It's the same flooring.
Yes.
It's not enough to cover the whole space. It's like a little bit more than half at $1.70, I think, a square foot.
If you take the average.
We did the average. $349 a square foot.
Yes.
So it was less than our passable flooring. It looks gorgeous. I think I sent you pictures.
You haven't. I'm waiting.
Oh my God,
I saw
I'm
part
so
of
sorry.
It get put down.
Oh yeah, that's true. Here I go immediately looking. I'll find one. It's perfect. It's gorgeous. It's everything I dreamed. And I won't say it was inexpensive, but it was not exorbitantly expensive.
Love this for you. Love this for you.
Master manifestation.
Yeah, that's impressive.
All right, what was your magic moment?
Okay, I have a very exciting magic moment that I told you about yesterday, but I'm going to tell it to the crowd.
I was hoping you would tell this story.
I know. So I haven't talked much about this, but Hercules, our dog that we adopted in last July, he's really been struggling with dog reactivity. Like, he got into a dog fight in January, and it was like one of the most traumatizing things I've ever witnessed in my life. And like, you know, there may be a court date coming up related to it. Like, it was really bad. So he's been in and out of training for the last 3 or 4 months. And at first we were worried because like, he seemed to just getting more and more reactive and more anxious and more aggressive. And he's been having other like issues with anxiety too. Like, he, you know, has accidents and he has a lot of separation anxiety. Like, I cannot leave the house with Woody because he will just absolutely go berserk. Like, he will just scream bloody murder. And so we have been really working on teaching him how to regulate, especially when we're on walks. So we've been working with a trainer where literally it's like the most painstaking process. It's actually, I find it really fun, but it is painstaking because you don't really see the progress. But we literally just walk him up and down our street. And anytime a dog barks in the window, we just sit on the curb with him and just get him to regulate and calm down. And so we have new neighbors behind us, and our yard is fenced in, but there's one part of the fence that you can see through, and that is overlooking our neighbor's yard, and they have a dog. And so in the past, when that dog has been in the yard, Woody and Hercules go freaking berserk. They're like barking, clawing at the fence, like freaking the hell out. And so yesterday when I went outside to take them out, and I saw the dog in that yard, I was like, oh no. Like, I just fully expected the worst. I was like, oh no. Prepare to grab Herc in his pit bull state and just like drag him inside by the jowls, you know? And the dog was like barking and like running up to the fence. And Hercules, all of his fur stood up on his spine. Like, you could see the anxiety. It's like so palpable. And he just like locks in. And I was like, Herc, come here, Herc. Come on, Herc. Come on, buddy. Just like I do outside. And he looked at the dog and then he just walked away. He just walked away.
Yay.
And he was able to be out there and like do his poops and pees without going up to the dog at the fence. And then he just went back inside. And there were so many times where he like looked really anxious and then he just looked at me and he was able to calm down. And I was like, my buddy.
I'm so proud of him and also so proud of you. You've been doing such a good job with training.
I know. It was like one of those moments where I was like, oh, yay. Because we thought for a minute there we would have to rehome him because it was just like, it was so bad. And it was just one of those moments where it was like, I love him to pieces and he loves me to pieces. But our family just loves him so much. Like, he's supposed to be with us. I know this. But that was one of those moments where I was like, okay. All right, we can do this. Mm-hmm. Like,
we're gonna get through
this. We can do this. Yeah. It was, and then I messaged you, and I was like, last time he encountered a dog, afterwards I did a little candle spell to help him calm down, and it worked. So I guess I'm a witch.
Yeah. I love it.
So that's my magic moment.
Go Herc. Go Hercules. Big fan.
Hercules. We're so proud of him. So proud of him. Love him so much.
Good boy.
Good boy. Good boy. All right. Before we dive in, two reminders for you. If you want to celebrate the spring equinox with us, we've got Madison's amazing candles linked down in the show notes. Those are limited edition, so make sure you grab one before they go away. And even if you're listening to this after the spring equinox, I mean, these tools are great all through spring. I just lit up my winter solstice one the other day because I felt like I needed some restful energy. So it's not limited to this time of year, just limited to the intention that you bring into spring, which we're going to talk all about in the reading. And then if you want to join me for the spring equinox Reiki ceremony, the link to that is also in the show notes. It is today when you're listening to this. If you want to join us live, last call to join. But the replay will also be available for a little while after. So you get access to that for 30 days. And replay is just as good. So Would love to see you there.
Yes, would love to see you there. I'm very excited. I feel like the spring equinox for me is, it often gets slept on. So I'm excited to really dive in and celebrate this year.
Yeah, I've really like, this past week, I feel like I've had such a momentum. Like I feel like a daffodil coming out from the soil. Like I feel like I finally popped my head out and I'm like in spring cleaning mode. I'm like excited to declutter my house. I have all this momentum to create new things. So I'm excited to amplify that on the equinox.
I cleaned out my closet the other day. Hey. I channeled your energy. I was like, Molly would be proud if I did this.
A little mundane magic in there.
Mm-hmm, just a little bit.
Mm-hmm. We love to see it. Want to dive into this reading?
Let's do it. All right. So the cards I pulled for the spring equinox were the Eight of Pentacles, the Five of Swords, the Knight of Cups, and the Knight of Swords. Which I thought was interesting that I pulled such heavy like sword energy. Because for me, that feels so swords are aligned with the element of air, which to me translate personally as like momentum and energy, which of course aligns with so much with what we've been talking about of the spring equinox. But paired with the Eight of Pentacles, it feels like it's really, I heard immediately in my head, it's time to get to work when I started pulling these cards. We're laying these foundations, you know, all of those things that are so tied to the new year. It really is time for them now. We've had this restful period to kind of like noodle on what this phase of life looks like. And so as we start laying these foundations, another thing that kept coming through, which felt really out of character for the spring equinox, and so I like got a little nervous about it, but the word ruthless kept coming through. It's time to be ruthless with who and what comes with you into this new phase of life. So like with, you know, using the energy of cleaning out my closet, right? Like being ruthless with what comes out of the closet. You know, this isn't the time for like the, oh, I haven't worn this in 6 years, but like maybe I'll wear it to my second cousin's wedding.
I literally had that conversation with myself the other day. I was like, clean. So I, as an aside, during quarantine, my quarantine gift to myself was these like crystal singing bowls. And I have two of them. They live in my closet because I don't like, I have two rowdy dogs. I can't leave them out. They will break them. I have not taken those things out in at least 3 years because they're just such a big to do to take them out. I mean, I love them, but I'm like, what, I'm going to just, you know what I mean? And yesterday I was literally thinking to myself, I was like, should I get rid of these? No. I might need them one day. But now I'm like, fine. So if anyone wants my crystal singing bowls, hit me up.
And so if that like means that you have to take that second pass, you know, like walk away from it, think about it and come back. Like I cleaned out my closet the other day and I have things that I put back that now after like a good night's sleep and really like sitting on it, I'm like, I don't need that matching blazer skirt set that I've never worn because it doesn't really fit right. You know, when I don't wear blazers, I don't have it. Like, I don't go to the office, you know? Imagine how silly I would look wearing a blazer in my day-to-day life. I don't need all these. And so even things that can feel really hard to get rid of, it's time to, like, really take note of that, sit with it, and be ruthless. I think that even this idea can come from a scarcity fear, like this need of, like, I need to hold on to this because what if I need it in the future and I can't access it?
Yeah.
And it feels like that energy clings to those items.
Yeah. I noticed that in myself because notoriously I love peppermint mocha anything. And so every January when peppermint mocha starts to phase off the shelves, I hoard. I like, I literally, I'm obsessed with this chocolate brand. It's called Taza because they're gluten-free, they're dairy-free. They have a peppermint mocha. It's so good. It's so good. I'm not kidding when I say when I went to their factory store, I bought 15 bars. No one needs that many.
But
I had that like, I had that like scarcity energy of like, oh, I'm not going to be able to have it for 10 more months.
And then the scarcity clings to those bars and you don't want to even, you can't enjoy them.
I know. We got to let it go. That's my practice right now.
This is very much the time to let it go, The spring cleaning energy has to come both into our inner and our outer world. So like as much energy as you're putting into releasing at home, bringing that inward as well of like, what behaviors am I allowing in myself that I don't like or enjoy or feel good about? What behaviors from other people am I allowing? What boundaries am I not upholding?
You know what's wild? Sorry, I'm making this reading all about me, but it's just resonating a lot.
Well, you are the only one getting it in real time, so I'll allow it.
The other day I was like feeling that scarcity energy, and I'm doing an Istaria Crystallis program with Krista Mitchell right now, and she has us like partnering up with people for the certification. And one of the things that I asked my partner to help me clear through the crystals was that like scarcity. Why do I feel like I never have enough? Mm-hmm. And ever since then, I realized like I haven't hoarded peppermint mocha since then, but I also have also not looked at like my analytics on TikTok. I've just been posting and having fun again. Like,
mm-hmm.
So spring, it's here, baby. Lean into it.
It's here, baby. Lean into it. Something else that really came through for me is this idea of like not getting too caught up in what this period of time looks like.
Mm.
I find myself doing this most often with like spring cleaning content where everybody's house looks gorgeous and we're all washing our crown molding and, you know, scrubbing our ceilings and
yeah.
Everything is gorgeous and glorious. And my life does not work that way. Mm-hmm. I have to clean in sporadic small moments because I have a lot going on at the moment. I don't know if you guys have noticed. I'm a little busy. And so for me, it has been a heavy focus on the internal release.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like the cards were really just like popping in to remind you all that the work that you do internally that makes your internal world feel better and cleaner, for lack of a better word, and a safer place to be, that is just as, if not more important than the work that is going on outside, than, you know, the cleaning, the mopping of the floors, mm-hmm. and the cleaning out of the cabinets.
Yeah. And they're connected, right? How you do anything is how you do everything. So if you notice your space feels really cluttered, maybe try decluttering your internal space and seeing mm-hmm. how that ripples to your external space.
Yeah. And the same works inversely. If you find mm-hmm. that your mental space is cluttered, try decluttering your physical space because that can translate in the other way.
Mm-hmm.
But don't, it feels like there's a heavy need for balance.
Mm-hmm.
In this, the image of a scale pops into my head a lot where it's removing that external pressure to participate with this energy, experience this time of year in the way that you think you're supposed to. Especially mm-hmm. like it feels a little bit like, you know, the New Year's all over again, where it's a different kind of pressure, but pressure nonetheless to experience this kind of new year, new me energy,
mm-hmm.
that we can want to do it in a way that is as aesthetically pleasing as possible, in a way that looks like we're really transforming.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to release all of you of that pressure and of that fear and of that idea that if I don't get it right now, the rest of my year is going to be horrible. The rest of my year is going to be cluttered and messy and awful. And if I don't do it right this time, this is something that bothers me a lot online spiritual spaces. I've seen it. I see it a lot on new moons where mm-hmm. people be like, oh, this is your last chance to manifest. This is your last chance before this like 500 year cycle ends, whatever. And you know, whatever, you can make anything kind of fit that mold.
Mm-hmm.
This is not your last chance. You will have millions of chances. Every day is an opportunity to change and reset and declutter.
Each breath, one breath mm-hmm. at a time.
One breath at a time.
Every exhale is decluttering.
You're so right. I love that. The most basic of declutter.
The most basic of declutter. Just take a big old cleansing breath. There you go. You did it. Check.
Declutter that carbon dioxide.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was really the meat and potatoes of what came through for me, was letting go of this desire and expectation for things to look a certain way or be a certain way. I know that the look a certain way comes through a lot for me
mm-hmm.
as someone who needs a good declutter. And so if you are feeling that way as well, if, you know, the spring cleaning energy looks different for you this year, mm-hmm. that's okay. And you're doing a great job and I'm proud of you.
You know what image keeps coming to mind as you're talking about like decluttering and releasing the aesthetics.
Tell me.
It's like weeding a garden. Because sometimes the weeds, like, we think that, just this pile of dirt isn't aesthetic, right? I might as well leave the weeds, the dandelions that are, you know, colorful and beautiful, but, like, nothing can grow there. Mm-hmm. And so it's almost like weeding the garden, releasing those aesthetics, coming back to just the foundation, which doesn't always look pretty, right? Just the dirt and the compost doesn't smell great, doesn't look great, doesn't feel great, you know? It's all under your fingernails. But, like, we have to get back to that in order to plant the seeds for something better.
And I love the weeds as the aesthetic, as a metaphor, because, like, it is true that the aesthetics are oftentimes what is holding us back.
Yep.
And the thing that you think, you know, you think that if it looks like you're successful, you are successful type energy, you know, that idea is more toxic than, you know, like that is what is holding you back rather than like the lack of the quote unquote lack of whatever it is that you're seeking.
Yeah. Yeah. And I feel like the weeds are also like the expectations too. Mm-hmm. Right. Like releasing the expectations of what you think this time should look like, feel like, and really just leaning into like, what is it that I need? What do I need to release in order to make space, in order to plant new seeds?
Mm-hmm. So there you go. That's your reading.
Love that.
Let me know if this resonated with you. Slide into my DMs. I always love to hear what you guys have to say after the readings. So yeah, let me know.
Love that. Love that. Want to do a little meditation?
Little Med, hashtag Little Med.
Hashtag Little Med.
That's your rapper name.
Little Med. My rapper name is Mo Dizzle.
That's also that.
Also that. One day I'll tell the story of that on here. I feel really called to do like a short, sweet meditation because I feel like, again, there's so much of that like pressure to do the most right now. I want to really guide you through an experience where you can do the least, but like have the most bang for your buck. If you're someone that likes longer meditations, again, I got the spring equinox Reiki ceremony that's got guided meditation in it. I've also been posting a meditation every Thursday on the YouTube. So you can go subscribe there if you want more Mollyisms and meditations. But yeah, go ahead and get comfy wherever you want to be. Sit down, lie down. Take a couple of deep breaths. Maybe the eyes close or the gaze lands to a spot down. And just start to notice the support underneath your body, wherever you are, under your legs, your hips, your feet. Take a deep breath in. And open your mouth to let it go. And just start to notice the journey of your inhalation. So maybe you feel it entering at the nostrils, moving to the back of the throat. Can you feel it move down all the way to the abdomen or the chest? Feel the body moving around each inhale. Just noticing each time you breathe in, just let the exhale be natural, really following that inhale. Notice how the body, the mind responds to each inhale. Maybe you feel a lift of your energy, your heartbeat, your awareness. And then let the inhale go and bring your awareness to the journey of your exhale. So feeling that transition from in to out, following the exhale up and out of the abdomen, the chest, out through the back of the throat and the nostrils. Maybe you even feel it graze the upper lip. Letting the inhale happen on its own and following that journey of the exhale. Feeling the body move around each out-breath. And noticing too how the body and mind respond as you watch the exhale. Maybe you feel a settling, a sense of ease or softness in the body and mind. And we can think of the inhale and the exhales of little micro examples of this seasonal shift. So the inhale has the energy of yang, that more active, more uplifting energy of the sun, of spring, of summer. And the exhale, that softer, quieter, more passive energy of the night, the moon, the winter. And so for the next few breaths, can you invite the inhale and the exhale to become the same length without forcing breathing in? Feeling that journey of the inhale. And then feeling the exhale match that length. Enjoying the full journey of the breath from start to finish. And then consciously zoom into that transition point between the inhale and the exhale. The exhale and the inhale. That microscopic pause at the top of the breath before releasing. And at the bottom of the release before the next breath begins. This moment of conscious transition from the active doing, being, to the passive resting, receiving. And the transition from the resting, receiving back to the active doing. Each transition requires us to release. And each transition requires us to welcome in new. And because how you do anything is how you do everything, the more we can slow down and zoom in on this transition in the breath, the easier it becomes for us to slow down and zoom in on this transition we're in the seasons. Take a deep breath in. Open your mouth and let it go. When you're ready, you can slowly open your eyes. Would love to know how you're feeling. Feel free to slide into my DMs if you want to share. And if you want, again, longer meditations, the Reiki ceremony, the YouTube, all are available to you.
Yay!
Yay!
I love this, doing these episodes, because I have the same experience every time. where I'm like, oh, I just get to do this nice meditation. And then I forget that I'm supposed to speak after.
It's all right. We can wrap it up from there.
All right. We will see you guys next week.
Bye. Bye. Thanks for listening to Demystify Magic with Molly and Madison. If you want to learn more about us, you can find all our links in the show notes.
We'd love to know what you think of today's episode, so drop us a review or give us a shout out on social media. And don't forget to let us know your magical moment of the week. Okay, love you.
Bye. Bye.